Doyle says that property taxes will vary among houses and communities, but he says under a two-year property tax limit plan that he signed last year, property taxes on the median valued home in Wisconsin will go down by $3 in December. Doyle says he stands by his estimate, even though many local governments and school districts still need to pass their budgets this fall.
The budgeting will have to be done within the limits, and there really isn't time that you'd have any referenda passed between now and property tax time, so these numbers are pretty well locked in. What we can do at the state level is to tell communities how much overall property taxes they can collect. How that gets divided in a particular community has a lot to do with relative values of different properties, so on.
Some communities have responded to property tax limits by raising fees. Many school districts have added fees or multiple student fundraisers. Doyle says he can't predict if fees will continue to rise.
A lot of local governments are going to make their own decisions on that, but I was able, in the freeze that I signed, to build in a little bit of room for municipalities. I personally believe it should have been a little bit more room.
Doyle says if reelected, he'll again propose to reward communities that keep their tax levy below the property tax limit and that consolidate services. Representative Mark Green says because Doyle repeatedly vetoed a tougher property tax freeze, families have seen their taxes go up. Green says Wisconsin remains a tax hell and there need to be brakes on government spending. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.